I agree that elsewhere he accords the husband significant superiority, both in the New Testament and the Old, stating, "Your commitment shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you." Even Paul follows this by drawing a distinction and writing, "Husbands, love your wives, and let the wife ensure she respects her husband." But in this context, we're no longer dealing with greater or lesser. Rather, it's about equal rights. Why is this so? Because his sermon was about chastity. In all other things, he says, let the husband have the upper hand, but not when the matter pertains to chastity. The husband doesn't have authority over his own body, nor does the wife. There exists a strong similarity of honor with no superiority.